Welcome, everybody, to the Reflex Blues Show. I'm your host, Donovan Beery, and we have the Superb Owl today. Superb Owl 8. Eight. And I think we did, on the Be Design cast, I think we did three recaps.
We did three, yeah.
This is 11?
Yeah, it's like 11.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the 11th so show recap we've done over the years. It's kind of crazy. And we brought back the hosting duties again. We'll go to Mr. Tom Nemitz. Tom, take over.
Well, I feel a lot older than I did 10 seconds ago now that I know this. 11? No.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I refuse to believe that.
I don't believe I've been on a podcast for that long. That's crazy.
Why hasn't Apple kicked us off yet?
I don't know. They'll figure it out. Well, we have with us Chris Kelly.
Hey. Howdy.
Ashley McFeely.
How's it going?
And first time to the show, Cassie Dorsey.
Hello there.
Tom.
Me?
Yeah.
So welcome again to the Superb Owl, VII, Roman numerals. Even the Super Bowl is not using Roman numerals this year. We will use them on the Superb Owl show.
Yeah, the Roman numeral L doesn't translate to anything good.
I suppose that's true.
I didn't
kind of a bad
that.
Connotation, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they changed to just the number 50 because they couldn't put the L as their logo.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If it's W,
it's a little
maybe
disappointing.
It'll go back to LI next year.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. It's like a one time.
Maybe. Didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, they even saw part of it was designed because of the 3/4 negative space and the giant thing. And
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So look at the stuff you learn when you listen to the Superb Owl 8. I forgot the name. this happens when you do 11 of these. Okay. As we've had in years past, we have 5 categories again. We've changed them up just a little bit this year. So we don't have half of the ads in the potpourri category like we ended up with the last couple years.
Right.
So the new category this year is consumer products and websites, which is the biggest category. And then we have holdovers from previous years, beverages, food, autos, and then the ever-popular potpourri.
Did the category disappear on us, or did this
Yeah, I took away movies and TV.
Yeah.
Because that was always kind of the weak link category anyway.
It was just whatever movie we wanted to see, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's hard to critique those, really.
Yeah.
Because they're trailers.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of a different animal than the rest of these.
And 90% of the time, it's the trailer that's already been released.
They're usually not unique, yeah.
Yeah.
So those are all in the potpourri category, but they're not in their own category now.
Tom, I got to commend you on this Excel sheet.
This Google Doc is pretty badass, huh?
Yeah. Just so people know, this is the first year out of the 11 that we've ever had a printed out copy of all of the ads.
I know.
So
it's usually like handwritten notes and...
Yeah, I look off my phone or try to pull it from my memory. This is... I feel like we're going to be like really stacked this
all
time.
Organized this year. Chris Kelly.
Yeah.
First category is yours. Pick one of the 5, and we'll get it rolling.
One of the beverages?
You want to go with beverages first?
You know, that's the one I feel least excited about talking about.
So let's just
knock it out of the way.
Okay.
Let's pad the intro. So, kind of like I was saying, like, the puppy monkey baby freaked me out.
Oh, puppy monkey baby.
It was terrible.
Puppy monkey baby.
There was a Twitter account for that before the end of the game.
Yeah, it was really upsetting. I feel like the ones that were trying to be funny, to me, fell a little flat. So I went with Storms of Bruin, which was the Death Wish coffee that was... So I just thought it was kind of cool, a big company actually paying for a small company to have ad space at the Super Bowl. I just kind of thought that was a fun concept. I don't know that the execution was all there.
Yeah, how big is Death Wish Coffee?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it before, honestly.
Like, it truly is a small company.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah,
not to go off on a huge tangent, but I feel like a lot of small companies were represented in these commercials this year.
Yeah.
More so than like the big common names that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of a cool thing to see. I was more excited to see, you know, that than the Ant-Man versus Hulk one or anything like that. So that was my vote.
So I don't feel like you can say puppy monkey baby without laughing. So I did circle that one as a funny one, as like mine. But... I don't know. I went for the... I don't even remember the Death Wish coffee, if I'm honest. But I went for, like, the Budweiser one or even, like, the Bud Light with Amy Schumer. The Budweiser one because, yeah, the Simply Put... I thought it was well-placed at the end of the Super Bowl. You know, so timing-wise, I gave it some stars for that. And then just being something different and not being like the traditional horses, you know, in a different environment.
Might have been nice at the beginning of the show before everybody had already had a few beers.
Been wasted, so it's not a guilt trip anymore. Yeah, maybe that's true.
But it was a really nice spot, though.
Yeah. I was actually kind of noticing that it was weird. I think this first Super Bowl, I didn't see a Clydesdale. Like,
there
focus
was one. Complete.
Was the very okay. beginning yeah, of that.
Okay, I missed that then.
Of that super bombastic Budweiser ad that was like... Mm-hmm. Not apologetic for being a macro brew, and
okay.
they were kind of knocking craft brews.
Okay.
I love how that one ended with "not for everyone," even though they sell themselves right. as the beer for everyone.
Right,
they're kind of going away from that just a little bit.
They're trying to act like, "Oh no, no, it's not for everyone, just you."
And so. I did kind of laugh at the there was a line that said, "It's not a fruit cup," and it showed a guy with a pint that had like the little fruit on it, and he flipped it off. I did laugh out loud at that.
That was still in that Budweiser commercial?
Yeah, it was in
was
that
it?
That really fast-paced that. Budweiser kind of...
It was a montage.
Yeah.
It was like, look,
but I did laugh at that. Hey. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the do you think, Cassie? What do you think in this category?
There were some that I was like, yes, the Puppy Monkey Baby was funny because it was very random, and I think the like props for it is that it stands out because it's so different. That's the only thing with that. But it definitely wasn't my favorite. I liked the Death Wish coffee because I was like, okay, so this is going to be a Vikings commercial or something for the TV show as they're going. And then all of a sudden you're like, Death Wish coffee. Like, I wasn't expecting that. So it definitely just hits you out of nowhere. So I thought that was good. It was well executed. And
I do not remember that commercial. I don't know where it was.
It was kind of what early in the second half.
I was going to say, wasn't it second half, more towards the beginning?
I don't know. I was dealing with a baby most of the time, so I just had to rewatch everything on the internet. So I don't know when stuff happened.
Mm. You're not supposed to tell people that.
I was trying to actually watch the game. So.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I was really into the game.
Yeah.
I got caught by my DVR.
Yeah.
Like, because I flew back in from Denver. Airport was going bananas.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. It was good. So when I got home, like, no one talked to me. No one say anything. Let me catch up. Commercial, commercial, commercial. Oh, crap. I'm supposed to be watching those.
You may recognize a sixth voice has joined us. Well, the ever popular Steve Gordon.
Been a while. What's up?
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. How's everyone?
Good.
I got to go work out so you guys can drink my beers.
we can drink Michelob.
Yeah, according to the Michelob Ultra, you work out and then you drink a ton of them.
They're an energy drink now.
Or according to Peyton Manning, you work out, play a game, or attempt to play a game.
And go drink several
beers.
And
then drink Budweiser's.
I love that you made that as a promise, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I promise you.
Like, okay.
You see, he had a big hug for Papa John right after the game,
yes,
too.
I saw that.
It's like all about the corporate shout-outs.
He's just there. Papa John's just on
He's
the field.
He's just randomly there.
On yeah, the field. Like,
no, about halftime, all of his sponsors were like, this is going to happen. Let's all get there.
Dressed in his commercial outfit.
Exactly.
Not a suit or anything. Like, everyone has to know who it is.
Yeah. He had the orange jersey on. And, oh, yeah. So we're rolling through the beverages category. Did you have anything you would like to add to that, Steve?
No, Death Wish was cool. I thought the concept of... basically giving up your $1 million commercial spot for a small business, which is what your thing is, was kind of a double bump. So now they're helping someone. Oh, by the way, they're helping someone because it's a small business, and that's what we do.
Yeah, because that does like
right.
QuickBooks.
Exactly.
So that's totally their deal. Anyway.
Exactly. So I kind of dug that concept. Seriously, if I hear and or see about that puppy monkey baby, apparently that's like bad news, like as long as they're talking about you, that was the worst thing ever. It was creepy, it was frightening, it was even badly done, like, yeah, like the CGI was horrible.
It reminded me of that
that's what makes it creepy.
Baby, or what was
exactly.
That?
Oh,
the
Ooga Chaga,
Chaga. Yeah, really bad.
The worst part is I've seen it like 6 times since, and I haven't even watched TV that much.
Exactly.
It gets talked about 5,000
times. Well, in Shock Top, they had one, and I'm not sure if it was the same, it was the unfiltered
talk. Yeah, that's the one where the guy was talking to the
beer. The final word?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny. I like that one just because it was comedy. All the other ones were pretty much standard, apart from, of course, beverage commercials. I kind of felt that way about cars, but we'll get to that.
What do you think, Donovan?
I mean, Man, I thought the Shock Top was the funniest. I thought, but that Puppy Monkey Baby was Mountain Dew going extreme, and it's
extreme.
It's kind of
their thing.
It's very memorable, and it works with the brand that they used to promote, but it's just weird.
That's kind of what they were going for, I think. It's weird.
Right.
Yeah. I think you're just being seduced by the fact there's a pug.
It was. It's got a pug. It's got Mountain Dew. These things are both weaknesses, so I gotta admit it.
It would have been better without the repetitive talk. Like, if they had just had that puppy monkey baby doing the weird thing throughout the commercial, licking cans, licking faces, and then at the end they said three awesome things put together, mm-hmm. I would have laughed my ass off. But
it's a different spot at that point.
The whole time was just weird.
Yeah. Just
tried to do too many things.
Yeah. Like, without the voiceover, it would have been damn funny to get the reveal at the end. Like, what's this weird thing happening? Oh. But the Bobby Monkey Baby, the whole time was just freaky.
Yeah.
That's what makes it memorable, though.
What makes it weird.
You'll dream about that.
Nightmarishly.
It's not dreams. That's nightmares. Yeah. So what do we think in this category? Is there one or two that we want to come back and revisit?
Well, I just feel like I wish I would have watched the Death Wish Coffee.
That one was pretty cool.
Because everybody mm-hmm. likes that one. So
it was
almost,
well done, too.
Yeah. We'll take a watch when we take an intermission here in a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty solid.
We'll mark that one. Anything else we want to mark in this category?
Although we hated it, we did talk about it a lot.
Oh, that's the worst reason. Literally the worst reason.
We'll be right back.
Second category, let's let Cassie pick this one.
Ooh, second category, let's see.
You got four to pick from.
Well, I guess we could do the consumer products websites, go straight for the big one.
All right. This is the biggest category. This, as we talked about, we dumped all of these would have been in the potpourri category in years, but we decided to move movies and TV trailers there and give these guys their own category. So what stood out to you in this one, Cassie?
Well, besides nostalgia with the Pokemon one, definitely...
Pikachu!
What was that one selling?
20th anniversary.
Yeah, it was actually selling Pokemon.
Just the brand.
Do they have a new game?
It's just a branding spot.
They're pretty much rebooting everything from, when it originally started.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Well, they've grown their generation, so they can start over.
That's true. Yep.
But besides that, of course, the Colgate commercial was saving water... Like, of course, we're always talking about design for good. So the fact that they used a spot with promoting Colgate, but just in the fact of also promoting for saving water, is something that it's nice that somebody kind of went towards that and pointed attention to it.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, so the Colgate one I thought was actually a pretty effective one. I don't know, I feel like that's an issue that we don't really talk about at all. The last time I remember it, every time I turn off the faucet, I'm always thinking of this old, Sesame Street episode where a fish's pond is, going away. But, so that's the first time it's been... I know! So it's, the first time it's been addressed in a while. I thought that was kind of a cool way to show it, all these people, trying to get at the water. I liked the T-Mobile drop the balls one. I thought it was great to give Steve Harvey a chance to try to redeem himself a little bit.
That was funny.
And, I don't know, just give him a shot to poke fun at himself a bit. But I'm actually going to go with the Save the Water as well. That's my vote.
What do you think, Donovan?
I love the Jeff Goldblum apartments.com.
Oh, yeah, George and Wheezy.
Yeah, and George and Wheezy, I thought it was great.
But not the George and Wheezy that you expected.
No.
Right.
George Wheezy. Washington and Lil Wayne.
Right.
But the thing that I still can't get over is I don't know if I can remember what it's for, other than seeing it a few times. It's
which one of the apartments?
The spot was great, but I'm I don't know if it really sold apartments.com.
Yeah, unless you remember, that Jeff Goldblum's kind of done their ads for a while.
Yeah, and I think But I think that's what some of them go for is that none of us are truly in a vacuum, and Jeff Goldblum has done their spots. And some of them have Easter eggs continued from normal advertising, or they will continue after the Super Bowl. So, I mean, for me, that one was good. It was kind of nostalgic because the subject matter. Goldblum has done maybe, a year of those spots up to now. So it's kind of a continuation or a lampooning of their normal spots. So that was pretty good. The water room gave me guilt. And so I'm like, if that's memorable, then I suppose that works. But the science of it isn't always exact. Like, my mom would tell me the same thing. Turn the faucet off, you know? But it's not like a starving kid in China is not drinking water because of me specifically like that. That's just not how science works.
It's coming directly out of their bowl.
Right. That was the guilt. I'm like, I mean, I don't do it on purpose. There's sometimes where I run out of the bathroom and I'm brushing my teeth and, oh no, someone just had a drought because of me. That's not how the science of it works. Memorable, but not exact. So I suppose that one was good because it got me thinking about it. I was thinking about it all day today. I'm like, no, that's not how it works, people. But, I mean, I get the point, but that is not
how it works. You're digging holes in the lawn, checking your pipes. See, these pipes connect? They don't
just
connect
like,
there.
I wonder if I get a phone call from India. No. I mean, so it was memorable, thought-provoking. I think it is a good thing to remember. Just not those kind of... And maybe it's the political season that we're in, is those kind of fear, doubt, guilt type of ads, they just rub me wrong because it's not how it works, but I get the sentiment behind it.
What do you think, Ashley? What stood out to you in this category?
Oh, gosh. I feel like, I like the apartments.com because I thought it was funny. And again, it's one of those that you don't see commercials all the time for, especially not on Super Bowl. So it stood out. I'm like, I don't know, I thought it was kind of ballsy, too. You know, like, you're doing a big commercial on your apartments.com. I don't know. Colgate one, I highlighted. I agree with Cassie. You know, I thought it was a really good PSA, and I don't think public service announcements are meant to make us feel guilty. It's more about the awareness thing, so sorry that you felt so guilty, but I did think it was really effective. You know, it's just, again, it was an awareness thing, and that's what it's about. It's announcing, like, hey, turn off your water faucet. And I put the Amazon Echo. It was not one that I thought was, like, great, but I thought it was funny, and maybe it's just because I'm a Baldwin fan.
It was funny, and there was a second part of it they showed after the game.
Yeah, I liked the first part.
Where, like, Jason Schwartzman got arrested for something?
That one, and that made me laugh because he falls asleep on him. And he and Schwartzman is signing an autograph
he's
in prison.
8x10 glasses.
Yeah, but they don't say anything about that. He just signs it and goes out.
I will say, I did not. Who said they liked the T-Mobile ad with Steve Harvey?
That would be Chris.
I did not like that. I felt like it was too much self-deprecating humor. Yeah. I just leave the poor guy alone. And maybe he wanted to do it, but I was just like, you know, like, we all heard him.
He's a comedian.
We heard him apologize. I don't know. It just felt too much.
That profession, like, is way more down with it.
It's too much. I just wasn't entertained.
Like, he knows where the punchlines are, and he'll go for it. I mean, if you're a good comedian, that's what you do.
And you also go for relevance. Like, if he can milk that for another 3 months, he will.
Yeah. I hope not.
And it was pretty recent. It was only, a month ago?
Yeah. About a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
What about the other T-Mobile ad with Drake?
No.
Or the... execs are like trying to rewrite his song.
That was self-deprecating too, and it wasn't funny. It was about as not funny as his music video.
That one might have been better if I hadn't seen it like 10 times on Facebook in the week leading up to the game.
Right.
I think it was overkill.
Yeah.
Like, eventually with all the memes, I was like, yeah, I'm done with Hotline Bling. Nope.
What about the Wix.com one with Kung Fu Panda where they like spoofed 3 or 4 old Super Bowl ads?
I kind of dug that one. That was cool to see. It's always funny to see a cart. Like, that's funny CGI, not puppy, monkey, baby. That's memorable.
The panda's doing the old Budweiser frogs. Right. And,
He actually did the Old Spice guy, too.
Yes. I was trying to think what the other one was. That was it.
Yeah, he was like, here I am, riding a tiger.
Yeah. And she freaks out.
So are they like Kung Fu Panda like 3 by now?
Yeah,
it
is. I think that was the reason I washed it out of my brain because it's kind of like the Minions where I'm just like so sick and tired of seeing it. I just don't want to see any more references to it anymore. So it's just kind of over it by the time I saw it.
See, there's a cool thing about that though. And we talked about it years ago with the Pepsi logo redesign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got your money. They don't care if you don't like it.
Right.
Your kid is going to.
Yeah.
That's true.
Same with Pokemon. Rehash, 25 years later, Now let's get their kids.
Anything else in this category that we missed that anybody wants to talk about?
I put the Fitbit down. And again, it's one like kind of like the Amazon Echo. I wasn't like, oh, this is the best. But I thought it was worth talking about because it was a... I thought it was a cool approach. It's the one where they were in the Fitbit in everyday life, and then like the woman would swing down her hand, and suddenly she's doing like a Muay Thai move or something, you know. And so I just thought that was kind of cool. That dual.
It's kind of like saying, "Look, there's a cheap iWatch."
Yeah.
True.
But it was neat.
Okay.
There were a couple conceptual ones that were more about the message. The SunTrust and PayPal, I thought, were pretty thought provoking. SunTrust got a little bit long. But I like the hold your breath theme. I found myself like doing it during the commercial and then having that minor freak out when you can't breathe. I'm like, oh, crap, that commercial's pretty spot on with the times, the message. And then what actually got my attention on the PayPal one is the big typography, great typography on screen. It said, this is old money. And then they described the new money. And I thought that one was really spot on. Like, that would probably be my favorite. Just messaging, clean design, great visuals.
Yeah. It was really attention grabbing with that giant text.
Yeah.
And it had kind of a good, an interesting message with, you know, what their business model is.
Right.
Showing, you know, cash is old money and their business model is new money.
Right. And then tying that into, again, the political climate now, tying that into younger professional faces that do jobs that aren't old jobs, stuffy jobs, you know.
Yeah, I was talking earlier, too, about the Quicken Loans one was kind of weird to me, this whole idea of, like, just clicking a button to get a loan.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works.
Well, and isn't that how we, like, crash the economy?
That's what I said last night.
That was kind of a scary commercial to me. It's like, oh, cool, it's really easy to get a home loan for stuff.
Oh, here comes the housing bubble again.
Right. That's how it's going to go down.
And we didn't crash the economy, if we're being technical. Old money did it. Yeah, people using PayPal didn't crash it. So PayPal and Quicken are cool.
Four times as fast.
Quicker.
Yeah.
And then had a fix for it, though.
Okay, good stuff in that category. Steve, you want to pick the next category?
Ooh, next category. All right, let's see. Let's go food, only because the first one in that category...
There's good stuff in it.
Had a little Bayo. Gotta go with Bayo.
Yeah, just literally a glimpse and a mention and asking if you wanted to feed him.
And then there was a previous lead-up. Again, they do Easter eggs, so one of them... The lead-up had Bayo doing or trying to solve the Rubik's Cube, getting frustrated, and then it said more in the second half or something. Yeah.
They showed it during the pregame show, I think. Yeah. That was really funny, though.
And they had some pretty cool pop culture references from years past. Like, they had Chia Pets just like us, but then they kept going with stuff that was wrong about human existence.
They had the dress, is it blue or...
Right, it started a civil war.
Yeah.
Where the airplane was like a torture device.
Right, yeah. Right.
That was a lot of little
moments. It was brilliant writing because it's all things that we think kind of in lampooning our situations. Like, yeah, who wants to sit on a plane? Oh, the fish got sick, the alien fish, and he's like, they sit on it for how long? Hours at a time, he's in the back going, oh.
That's funny, too, because it's like, I was trying to think, the last time I saw a commercial for avocados that I, like, remember seeing was the last Super Bowl. Right. It's like, all they do is just pour their entire budget into Super Bowl commercials. Yep.
That's probably their biggest day, though, with people making guac.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, but that means you're selling avocados tomorrow.
Is it even avocado season right now?
Apparently, with the commercial, I learned this. It's always avocado season.
From Mexico.
Right, correct.
Avocados from Mexico. That's how it goes. It's memorable.
Mexico covers like 24 time zones. And so it's always...
It's always beautiful there.
It's always avocado season somewhere.
There at the equator.
That's right.
Near. Yep.
All right.
What do you think, Donovan? What'd you like in this category?
He's already convinced me. I'm going to say avocados. It feels... Like, that and the Butterfinger felt like Super Bowl commercials. They're, like, a bigger budget than they need to be. There's a little bit of ridiculous.
Especially the Butterfinger one. That just seemed like...
Doritos always wins to me. The Boulder and Bowl was cool. It kept going on, and then it felt like every beer and Axe and Old Spice commercial. It was just like, okay, these are ridiculously bigger than bigger than bigger than bigger. I did like when he was like, his mom jumped out and was like, you're going to ruin your dinner. He looks at her and bites the butterfinger. Anyway. That was funny. But Doritos, if I'm voting overall, the Doritos ultrasound was hilarious.
That was so funny.
And they always, like, God, I know we don't want to do spec and crowdsourcing, but Jesus, they need to stop making it work so well.
Yeah. It's actually funny. This is, just a week ago, I saw a lot of, interesting stuff on the internet about how people are starting to get pissed off about that. Yeah. Because, they're just getting free work.
Free work, and it's, like I said, it's no different than in our lines of work of getting sourcing and free ideas.
Right.
But... And again, typically that doesn't bring the best to the top.
Right.
And they're defying the known rules of the game. And it's disappointing because I like the ultrasound was great. And then they had others that didn't
the
make the cut.
Was
the dog spot was funny. And then there's two others that didn't make the cut, but they get on their online channel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is bad because it's good.
What about you, Ashley? What do you like in this category?
Yeah, I mean, I picked the avocados as my top favorite. And I picked a second just for the sake of having a second. But I picked the Heinz commercial. And it's so stupid. And there was really nothing to it. But I picked it for a second because it was people dressed up as ketchup and mustard and a bunch of wiener dogs running as hot dogs. And, you know, you think of, Heinz commercials. I almost put it in the same categories like Cheerios or, you know, the classic Coke commercials where it's very, home or, you know, this environment, lifestyle. And so this Heinz just felt a little different. So I gave him props of just saying, you know, cheers to doing really stupid stuff.
It's clearly not made by an agency in Chicago. Because they wouldn't put ketchup on a hot dog.
That's true. I will say, top to bottom, this whole food category, it's the one category where you never forget what product they're selling. The food
That's
people
true.
Don't mess
yeah.
around.
That's
they,
true.
Yeah.
They make sure you know.
They can't afford that.
There's no just tagline at the end.
They really were, because the Skittles one with Steven Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is the portrait
one.
Made out of Skittles.
That was one of those, I typically like Skittles commercials because they're so uncomfortable and weird. And that one was just it was just lame.
Well, Snickers Maryland was
uncomfortable. I think they're 10 years late on Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler looked
probably
good.
Probably 20.
That's what I walked away from that commercial.
There's a relevant thing. He's moved country and stuff.
No, his hair looked good, though.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't
look
good.
He looked good.
No, he looks fine.
He looked good in that
But not
commercial.
Snickers. I mean, they could have played the Snickers the Skittles Pox. That commercial still makes me crack up.
And cringe at the same time.
Yeah, cringe because she
so
bites.
Gross.
She takes,
oh,
takes
yeah,
up
that's
on the,
disgusting.
The Skittles boxes and she goes, are these contagious? He goes, no,
I don't think so.
I love that. So, I mean, for me, they could have done more with that. Snickers was unnerving. And
yeah,
it
was that
was meant
upsetting.
To be.
The Taco Bell one did make me laugh with the 90s website thing at the end with George Takei.
Yeah.
Where he's just sitting there giggling and cackling for no reason.
Doing his laugh. Yeah.
I burst out laughing at the end of that. I don't even know why.
They knew to put him there. Takei gets that response.
Yeah, it's true. Two more categories left. Do you want to pick one, Ashley?
Sure. I mean, I'll do the audits.
Okay.
So I feel like it's a short talk, but yeah. Does that mean I get a start too?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go for it.
So... I thought this was a lame category, but as far as, the amount of stuff that was in there, but the two that stood out to me the most was the Audi and then the Honda with sheep.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
so
they're
clean. So I like the Audi one because Audi?
Audi.
Thanks,
Depends
Steve.
Where you're from.
I had to look at the rich person in the room.
Oh, stop.
Because it didn't sound right coming out of my mouth. And I was like, what are these words? What is this peasant trying to say?
Oh, my God.
So the Audi. I liked it because it was just, I just like the nostalgic, you know, the Starman and this old man being re-inspired and just something just warms my heart when I watched it.
That was a really nice spot. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Do you think they had that song picked out before David Bowie died?
I don't know.
I was wondering that. Mm,
that's a good question.
Because it seemed
they
really...
They did have the tagline at the end.
Yeah, it seemed really timely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, but then that song is a classic for...
Right, for
old school space travel.
These commercials are normally not done in the last month.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Right.
So my guess is they did. My guess right. is if they I were going to run that. Now, whether or not they knew it was going to be a Super Bowl spot or not, maybe right. that mm-hmm. moved it to it. But
yeah.
I'm guessing they didn't just come up with it and create that commercial in 1 month.
No, because yeah. by the time you get the clearances on the mm-hmm. on the publishing and all that,
right?
Yeah,
you couldn't do that in that short amount of time.
I liked Walk-In Closet. The play on
that
words,
was so bizarre.
And you can't beat Walk-In.
Yeah, Christopher Walken in anything is just automatic. Yeah.
Christopher Walken with a sock puppet.
But I don't get how IKEA
is not beige socks.
Well, like, they're trying not to be beige socks.
But it was a white Kia. Like, that was the other thing. Like, they picked, like, they put a boring car, and that's true. What they're trying to sell. And then they put it in a boring color. Like,
it was just a white car.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, it's not beige because it's like a little bit cleaner version of beige.
Have you guys never seen a mob flick? The cool gangster wears the white socks.
But he doesn't drive a Kia.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
But that's like...
snakeskin shoes, white socks.
That's like the thing
and
that...
and a Kia, right.
They just haven't made any good mob movies since that's Kia true. Was a thing.
That's true.
Like, for me, the thing that always bugs me about car commercials is they're always saying, hey, buy this car and people will notice you. It's like, no, it's just another goddamn car
true.
That I'm not going to pay attention to. Unless it's mm-hmm. the Audi that was in that Commander commercial, because that was cool. I do not care what kind of car anybody's driving. I am not noticing it. So that was like one thing. I was like, this message like doesn't sell to me. It doesn't make sense.
Although you just said the operative term, I think, to me, because it's the Super Bowl, you got testosterone flowing, you got beer, you got cars, you got that. I think the majority of their audience does look at cars.
Yeah.
Like if somebody peeled
off... Not Kias.
Well, no, not Kias. You're right about that. You are right about that. But like I said, if somebody just, you know... tore ass around a corner in a Camaro, half of that audience would go, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And if you were getting chased by bears, you would wish you
bears,
paid attention.
Son.
So you knew to buy a Hyundai.
True.
Because they have remote start, and there's no other way you could...
That you can talk into the...
You can't escape from bears otherwise.
No, right. They would eat you.
No, that was fun.
Or hug you.
At
or
the end, he's like...
fun and hug him.
Were you really going to eat him? No, I wasn't really going to eat him.
I thought I did think the Honda with the Queen song might have been one of the best made commercials. But I was just like, is their only selling point is that you have a boombox in the back?
It was
kind of
weird.
Like, so yeah. you can that bigger jerk feature. On the road?
At that one, it was.
Because that's
apparently farmers really need to entertain their flocks.
Yeah, but like, why didn't they go with?
I thought entertained.
Flock. it seems to me that the opportunity with that is tailgating, and they didn't say anything about that during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they didn't do
that,
would
have been a perfect connection if they just had it at a tailgate.
Well, and for me, I didn't even notice that was what they were, like, making the main point about the car until they said, oh, there's audio in the trunk.
Yeah,
when he hit the button, I'm like,
is he hearing
like,
the sheep
okay.
sing? Like, I didn't understand that mm-hmm. it was coming out of the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
I thought he had turned the volume
Maybe
down.
Maybe if they would have tailgated
the sheep
with
were
the
singing.
Yeah.
Wait, the sheep weren't singing in that commercial?
No, they were.
They were.
But at a certain point, they were singing the song that was coming out of the tailgate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, them pulling up and blasting out somebody's boombox would have been a part, like, ah, we didn't need a boombox. We have a boombox in the trunk or in the tailgate of our truck.
What do you think, Donovan?
I mean, I like the Audi one best.
You like the Audi one best?
Because it was, the car ones are, they also know exactly what they're selling. Front to bottom.
Yeah.
The thing is the better made ones like the Honda, I just thought the selling point was like, that's, you're making a commercial for that?
I did like First Date. It was kind of funny.
But that was also like.
I love that. Funny. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
That was funny too.
But that was also like, hey, you can be a stalker with your
kid. No, when it's your kid, that's not stalking.
Yeah.
That no well, parent in the world.
Like,
would,
here's
yeah.
your first
no, car. No parent in the world would call following your kid around stalking.
Good parent.
Right, exactly.
Say that now. I have a kid.
Keeping you safe.
What do you think of the Toyota one with the bank robbers? And
I like that one.
I was ready for that one to get over.
I was so mad at that. Why are you glamorizing robbing a bank?
And
I did not like it at all.
I'll admit, when I used to own a hybrid car, and I did think, man, if I needed this as a getaway car, I could just keep going until they ran out of gas. But that
You're
commercial just...
Away,
it was funny there was a second part to that one, too.
I thought it was funny that the cops went and got themselves a hybrid to get in the game.
They went and got a Prius and had it painted like a cop car.
And it's not a PSA. Them. Like, if we're not glamorizing... If we're mad about glamorizing all that stuff, we will never, ever watch a movie again.
I just wanted that one to end. I'm like, this keeps going, and it's so bad.
That was part of the message. Maybe your TV was a hybrid.
Needed to run out of gas.
I kind of liked the Acura one, just because I'm a Van Halen guy. Because it was like the, I swear it was like the that David Lee Roth soundboard. That
yeah.
Was,
yeah, you can't go wrong with showing car and playing Van Halen. Like, that's yeah. Just...
Because it was just like
that's
him
just easy.
It plays to the audience.
Don't yeah. Overthink it. Just play David Lee Roth.
Although they did, get a, they did get a bit
everybody
long
wants it.
To get to the what he said part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they had cut that into several 20...
Or like 15
or
second
15
spots.
Second spots, and it always just said what he said, and it yeah. Was still the same soundtrack, that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, he's screeching. He's okay. I know who that is. Car looks pretty badass. What he's okay. That took too long. That was cool 20 seconds ago.
What about the Buick one that had Odell Beckham recreating his one-handed catch?
No, way too out of context. Had they done that during the season? Maybe. I'd like to know if that was a stunt woman or not. Pretty badass catch.
It was. I thought it was pretty. I'm not sure. But it looked like the suit he had on in that ad is the same suit he was wearing in the promo for whatever medical drama CBS was promoting that he's, like, making a cameo in. I'm like, dude, that's the same suit.
That's pretty funny.
Do you think he just filmed everything in one day?
Maybe.
Can we do a side-by-side later?
I'm not 100% sure, but it looked like it was the same damn suit. Okay. Okay, that leaves us with one more category, potpourri.
And we'll be right back.
I listen to them all the time. I
crack you up and your at abundance of water.
What's going on? Yeah. I'm abundant with water. Love the sound of my own voice.
Speaking of the game, go Denver, baby.
I know how to pronounce
so
Audi.
Yeah, that's you were pretty happy about that.
Yeah. We've done 11 of these shows, and I've never actually had my team actually win one of these before.
Good call. That's true. Since my mom lived in recording. Denver, so I was rooting for my team.
Was the city just crazy?
Dude, bananas. Like, at the mall, they had the big screen at Park Meadows Mall on. People were eating food, and they like... One kid jumps on the table. He's like, "Go Denver!" And then everyone just erupts and goes back to eating. I'm like, "This is crazy!" Like, I've never lived in a Super Bowl town or a pro sports town. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're going bananas everywhere. We're at the airport. If it's not showing flights and departures, it's showing the game.
I saw you posted that they posted Omaha with explanation.
Yeah, and then you get to the gate and it said the same thing. I'm like. Way to follow it through, Denver. Way
that's
to follow
cool.
It through.
That is.
I don't have any commitment to sportball at all, so I wore pink yesterday, so I decided to root for the Panthers. So I could root for the Pink Panthers.
Now, Cassie, you're going to the Panthers. Are you a Panthers fan?
I'm a Panthers fan since the last time they were in the Super Bowl.
Okay. I'm like,
so let me ask you about your boy.
There's not a lot of Panthers fans in Omaha, so what's the story?
There's not a lot.
Yeah, there's not.
I don't know, just the season that they were starting to pick up in 2004 to the Super Bowl, I just... Started like them, which
on the first
obviously
Super Bowl?
You know the colors I like.
Right,
that spawned from them. Yeah. I love the black and cyan.
Nice.
Well, I mean, I like orange. I got an orange car out front. I got the orange shoes on right now.
So were you? You were a fan of the
orange coat.
Like when they first went to the Super Bowl.
Like Steve Smith is my boy. Like
very
I love
cool.
him.
Okay, so here's my little sidebar.
Well, there's going to be a lot of Panthers fans
if
in the future.
They had
if
handled
good.
If Cam had handled his press conference like Luke Kuechly did. I would have been a really big fan of the Panthers.
He kind of stormed off, didn't he?
Well, he did, and they were saying that he was hearing some of the other interviews that were going on. But I'm like, Kuechly handled it like a pro. Like, there's no way your linebacker should answer questions better than your quarterback.
Yeah.
So I was like, come on, man. Like, that would have turned a lot of people's heads.
I don't know how Cam Newton hears anything through his little tiny ears.
Does he have little ears?
He's got little tiny ears.
I never noticed.
I never noticed.
Like, he's such a gargantuan human being.
He's got normal ears.
And a big head.
But he's just
he does have head. A big head.
He's a big
head. He's got a melon. And he is a very big dude. For a quarterback, he's
Me and Tom saw him play in Minnesota a couple years ago.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
He's a monster.
Yeah, he's like a full guy, and everyone else out there is like little boy.
Yeah, he's like what is he, 6'5", 250? Like, that's not
he's
real.
6'6".
That's
yeah.
not real.
He's like a linebacker that plays quarterback.
He's yeah. like a linebacker that eats other linebackers and plays quarterback. Dude is huge.
Well, I'll have to look at his ears next time he tries to say
I'm not
it.
Going yeah. to, because little ears are weird, man.
I went to Google, and I typed in, Cam Newton has little, and it filled in ears, and there's a whole lot of like,
that's not a real thing.
That's a real thing. A guy that doesn't know anything about sportball.
Apparently, enough people
about sportball. I'm going to start calling it sportball. Now, sportball, which one? All of them.
All of them. You win the sport points.
Oh. Okay, potpourri category. Mostly movies, but there are a few other things in here that are just kind of leftovers.
I refuse to talk about Independence Day with no Will Smith. Moving on.
That was his.
I don't care.
He decided not to be in it.
It's not.
And it opens in June. It doesn't open until
He is not making the best decisions lately. He turned down Django. He turned down Independence Day.
He got nominated for many awards for Concussion. Oh, yeah, quiet in the room?
Independence Day has got Jeffy Gold in there, so I'm starting
See,
to watch
they
it.
Need that's why they need Will Smith.
I'm going to say this: that Independence Day commercial, like they actually like started over a stadium. They had the Denver has the Jets going over games,
right.
So and it then, looks like it's like oh,
this is
a,
about the Super Bowl.
So that was a spot custom made for this spot. Mm-hmm. So out of regular movie ones, I was like that one's right on.
True,
yeah, that's a good.
And
point.
And then just like boom,
true.
And they didn't even have to have much dialogue. Just like the aliens are coming back,
still
and that's it.
Everybody knows what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They threw the Burj Khalifa tower at London for some reason. That's pretty cool. I'm on. I'm in.
All of that is true, and I hate it.
Jason Bourne, I had no idea they were making another
I know.
Bourne
I
movie.
So tired nope. I was excited for that.
I had no idea.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
She's like, just keep making them.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Or else like, or at least have the premise of it kind of like Bond, that in three of these movies, you're going to get a new face.
Well, I think they
Not
tried that.
Not a different... No, they changed the... It was basically like the Bourne thing became... Multiple people that they did this to.
Okay.
Because the second... Who was in the second series?
Jason Statham?
It was Renner.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But then they spent most of the movie talking about Matt Damon.
Right.
Like, and well, and then I
remember that guy that was part of that program that you're a part of?
This ain't gonna work.
The guy that was way better than you?
Right. We're going to have to bring back the other guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so...
Out of the non-movie ones, the NFL one with the Super Bowl babies, I just imagine all the awkward, like, kids watching the game with their parents and, like, thinking about that.
Calculating the
moments.
Right. And they're like, oh. And then, like, throwing up in their mouth.
It's worse. They could calculate and realize it could also be a Valentine's baby.
That's true.
It's very close.
That would be me. I'm a Valentine's baby.
Valentine's Day baby?
How do you feel?
It's a weird thing to know.
I figured it out. It's
a weird thing
a few years ago I thought about it. I was like... You know what? It would have been Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
but...
See, I'm a winter storm, baby. I get it. Like,
I just choose not to think about it.
Yeah. I'm never going to dive into that part.
Some things you should not use math for.
I imagine I was crafted by science.
I thought the Super Bowl babies, it was kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. I didn't feel like it was very effective about anything. All I could think about was how did they get those kids that know how to sing?
Yeah, maybe they had Seal dub it all. I mean, they did have Seal at the
That's
three
That's true.
Times.
He was singing over all of them.
Yeah.
And it's part of their continuing Football is Family
It's all right.
campaign. They've had several spots that have kind of run that.
Well, and then just dominance. Like I said, in the Concussion movie, one of the big lines is, we now own a day of the week that used to belong to the church.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
good point.
That's true.
So now they're telling you we can make you have babies. Mm-hmm. Like the Super Bowl celebration is so much fun that kids came out of it.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
Or just raw power.
You thought the Catholics had baby football fans would double that up.
No doubt.
That commercial made me feel old. So like, oh, this is the kids from 2008. I'm like, those kids are old. 2008 was like yesterday, right?
Then there was just the prescription drug commercials.
Yeah.
Why would you spend $5 million to run a prescription commercial during the Super Bowl.
Do you know how much prescription drugs make? They should be running nothing but commercial.
But then they also make that much money without a commercial.
But it was funny that they were all about like intestinal issues.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everybody's like, eating cheese dip and, and like chicken wings.
Yeah, because a few years ago it was all about erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Like, let's sit in a bathtub in a weird place together.
Then we got all these Super
twin
Bowl
bathtubs together.
So we fixed that problem.
Yeah, we fixed that problem.
We're good. Problem. Now we got to talk about constipation and intestinal issues.
Because you're eating just buckets of cheese.
I
know.
And toenail fungus, apparently.
Did
you get to bring the bucket of cheese?
Bucket of cheese.
It's in my trunk.
You ate it. You're hoarding the bucket of cheese.
Taking that home to my baby.
You were hoping we forgot.
Get that Zip Zan.
You were hoping we forgot. Is there anything in this category that stands out enough to want to bump it into our finalists?
Not even.
I don't feel like there is anything.
This one off.
Independence Day.
We'll just cross this one off. We're going to take a break here. We're actually going to watch the finalist commercials in the other room. Tommy, what it tells us what those are. And then we're going to come back and yell about these.
Yep, we're going to go back and take a look at, and you can do so as well. We're going to take a look at the Death Wish coffee ad and the Mountain Dew Kickstart ads.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
From the beverages category. We'll take a look at avocados from Mexico and Doritos. We'll look at Amazon Echo, Apartments.com, Colgate, and PayPal from the consumer products category. We'll look at Audi, Honda, and Kia from the autos category. And then we'll come back and we'll discuss our picks.
All right.
Awesome.
Fun driving home in your rich car.
Exactly. Rich guy car that I can pronounce.
See you, Steve. He's taking off.
Later, guys.
What's your pick?
Oh, PayPal. New money, baby. That's what the rich guy says.
How do we say Audi?
Like this.
He's out.
You couldn't handle the puppy monkey, baby.
Yeah. Are we back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've been back even with that?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay. We've just taken an intermission to go back and review our favorites. I hope that you've done the same. And now we're going to go back through those and pick our best of show or best of the game and a runner-up, because there's always got to be a second place. In the beverages category, Death Wish Coffee versus Mountain Dew Kickstart. What do we think?
I don't really vote for either of these.
Well, then we won't ask you.
Personally.
Ashley, what do you think?
I think having seen the commercial now, Death Wish Coffee, I think it's cool that another business was like tooting the horn for somebody else. And it was just a nice commercial anyway.
Are we talking about overall, or are we talking about just
we're
in this category?
For this category.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm
just
okay.
Versus.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going with the Storms of Ruin.
That's two votes
at first. Yep.
We got a consensus there. All right. Big star by that one. Food. Avocados from Mexico versus Doritos.
My vote's for avocados. I'm going to say no for Doritos for spec work. Boo on that.
You know, we also watched the teaser trailer for the avocados. It's great. It's just Scott Baio playing on the Rubik's Cube, which is nice. I'm going to stick with that as my vote.
Yep.
Big star by that one?
Yeah.
All right.
Now Doritos isn't going to do spec work anymore because of this podcast.
Because Chris Kelly said so.
That's all. That'll show him.
Consumer products, five of them. Gosh. Amazon Echo, Apartments.com, Colgate, and their Save the Water PSA, PayPal, New Money, and T-Mobile with Steve Harvey.
Get that one off.
Should we nix that one?
I love that one.
Well, that's my vote.
Okay.
No, I vote for PayPal.
I think Steve did as well.
I'm gonna go with Apartments.com still.
All right.
George and Wheezy were top.
So we're 2-1. What do you think, Cassie?
I'd say PayPal, easily.
Okay, 2-2. What do you think, Chris?
I was going to go with water, but that doesn't help.
Well, go for it.
I'm going to go with water.
Okay.
Save the water.
Then I'll break the tie. And we'll go with Apartments.com.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Break the tie.
We're lucky Steve left. Man, that's
what happens when you leave to go to the gym.
He's gone.
You leave and go to the gym, you miss out on...
He's out.
Steve's no longer with us. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's not with
he's
us.
He's not deceased. He's just deceased from the show.
Right.
So he's not able to convince us that we're wrong. Autos. Audi, Honda, or Kia?
I'm going with Audi.
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 Oh, wow. That's a quick consensus there.
Or is it Audi?
Steve's not here to tell us anymore.
I don't know anymore. Steve up is down.
We don't know what we're doing without Steve.
Maybe if we all sold our cars and just bought one car, we would know.
No, we wouldn't. We couldn't afford that still. my Honda Civic is not putting a dent in that.
Come back, Steve. We've lost our way. Okay. Potpourri, we did not have anything. So we've got four. Four contenders are Death Wish Coffee, Avocados from Mexico, Apartments.com, and Audi.
Do we want to bracket these up and go down, or do we want to throw them all
in? Let's do it. Let's do it NCAA tournament style. Death Wish Coffee versus Avocados from Mexico.
Tom, you can label them 1 through 3. We can properly bracket these.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do a 1 seed Audi, because we had the quickest consensus on that one.
Okay, that's fair. That's
fair. The number 1 seed. Death Wish Coffee will be the number 2 seed. Avocados from Mexico will be the 3 seed. And Apartments.com will bring up the rear and be the 4 seed.
Do they normally play the 2-3 seed game first, and then they play the 1-4 seed?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do 2 versus 3.
It's time for the number 1 to rest.
We should play this in official, like, sport ball rules.
Do it.
Okay. Sport ball. So
I have no idea what you guys are even
then
saying.
Then the first matchup.
Well, there's orders to these things.
We're talking about, we're saying words. Yeah.
Certain orders.
Talking about seeds and
plants. So the first matchup, and she totally put an echo on this when you post-produce it down on there.
Yeah.
The first matchup is Avocados from Mexico, versus versus.com.
No. It's the 2 and the 3 play, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Death Wish Coffee and Avocados from Mexico. Two and the three.
That is a tough one.
Oh, that is a tough one.
I'm going to say, for me, Avocados.
Pros and cons here. Weigh it.
So for me, like, the Avocados one for me felt more like a traditional Super Bowl commercial. Felt like more like what I, you know, what I grew up seeing with like the Budweiser frogs and that sort of thing. So that's why, to me, that one stuck a little bit better.
It's got the multi-parts going.
Yeah.
I like that. It's got the teaser for the trailer. Yeah.
I like the just the casual mention of that every race has their own Chia Pet. Every species does.
Yeah. Nope, I mean that's my favorite. I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna go with the avocados as well, but mainly because you know it is the Super Bowl feel.
That's 2 votes. What do you think, Ashley?
Oh, see, I think it's. I think I might agree with them, for the same reasons. If you do the Death Wish Coffee, you could do that at any time, and actually, that could be a really cool thing that they build into their brand.
Like,
we're just a company that supports all these other companies. But Avocados from Mexico feels like a one-time Super Bowl weirdo shot.
That tips the scales. That's 3 out of 5.
Ooh, it's an upset. The 3 seed.
But we'll get Cassie's opinion.
I was going to say, I liked both of them, but I don't know. Just when I was watching commercials, the Death Wish Coffee got me more. When I was just kind of perusing through. Because it just definitely flipped the switch. So I was thrown off by that one.
And I do like that it was strong for what they're selling. It made sense with their theme. But
I would like to see more of those commercials, though. I'll say that.
That's one thing. Like, I kind of feel like if they did, like, 3 of those during the Super Bowl or something like that, it might have had more of an impact.
Yeah,
it
kind
of felt like it should have been a series.
That's like $15 million. Dollars.
Yeah.
Way to spend somebody else's money, Chris.
They got that. Hey, it's easy for me to do. Steve can do it.
Okay, that's 3-1. I'll reserve my opinion because I'm the host and that's my prerogative. 1 versus 4. Audi versus Apartments.com. Lopsided bracket, perhaps.
Audi.
Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to agree. I'm inclined to agree.
All right. What do you think, Ashley?
No, ask Donovan first.
Donovan, what do you think?
I still think the weakness I said from the first get-go on the Apartments.com is I didn't really get what it was for.
Yeah.
And the Audi, I mean, it's a car deal. And the car looked good, so I'm gonna go with it.
All right, that's 3 votes. Now we have the championship game. Audi versus Avocados from Mexico.
For me, it's Audi. I like that one. It got me in the feels. It was super cool. Yeah, that's the one. That's my vote.
Yeah. I can't pronounce the car name. I don't know that I would be able to point it out. Well, I would, but I probably wouldn't remember what kind of car it was if I ever saw it again. But I love the commercial. I loved it.
That's two.
I'm gonna stick with the avocados.
I'm going with Audi still.
Oh, she tipped the scale in the favor of Audi.
David Bowie wins, man.
David Bowie
that should
wins.
Not be a shocking thing.
No.
All right, so the Superb Owl 8 champion is the Audi Commander spot.
We should do a podcast where we look back on what the winners were. Because I'm sure you've archived all of the winning ones.
From the previous 10?
Yeah. Oh, I guess we could go back and listen to the podcasts.
Then
right?
for like the
Some
15th...
Some of those really old ones might not even be on YouTube.
Maybe for the 15th Superb Owl,
iTunes,
we have a show-off against all the commercials.
Yeah.
Like we're going to be doing this in 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Well...
It's already been 11.
If I don't drink myself to death first.
But, you know, the very first time when we recorded it, Nate Voss forgot to hit record, and we did the whole show.
No.
And we got to the end, and he said, he got really white in the face and pale, and he said, guys...
That'd be great if he just tried to cover for it by, like, trying to redo everybody's part later. And, like, see if you guys didn't notice.
No, he was like...
I said that. Sound like that?
He's like, I don't know how to say this, but I forgot to hit record.
Well, and back in the day, they took, like, 4 hours to do, too.
Oh, yeah, we sat around.
We sat for so long.
He's like, I don't think I can pretend to be as sober as I was when we started if we re-recorded it.
Did you guys...
Because I was, like... mid-20s at that point.
Yeah, we recorded that one from Nate's apartment. Yeah.
Did you land on the same commercial as the favorite?
You know,
I don't remember.
All I remember is having to do it twice, but I don't remember what.
Just, everybody's like, why do they sound so mad on this episode?
Why is there anger? I can feel it.
They're really being harsh at Nate. I don't get it.
Even more than usual. So thanks for hanging with us for the first 11, and we hope to see you next year.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.